Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
I'd take those plans, and based off those plans, I'd build up a model on my programs of the building of what it's going to look like.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Hello, best ever listeners. How you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and this show is all about giving you some info that will help you in your real estate investing career. We talk to successful real estate investors. We talk to CPAs who can give you some relevant information on using the tax code in the most efficient and effective way. And let's see, we talk to realtors to kind of give you the inside scoop on how they work with investors and maybe some questions to ask them. And today we are bringing in a guest with a very special talent that we haven't had a guest on before who has this talent. And I'm not going to say anything else. I'm going to let our best ever guest first say hi to everyone. So Bela Bick, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on your show.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And like I was mentioning, you bring a very unique skill set to the table that is quite interesting. So Bela is a renderer. She creates lifelike
renditions of buildings based off of the architecture plans. She works directly with architects, designers, and private homeowners, and also realtors and investors. So she's going to give us some insider information on why she's doing what she's doing and why that's relevant to real estate investors and what we can learn from her experience whenever she does these renderings. So with that being said, Bayla, you want to give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on?
So basically what I do is my clients come to me and what they need is to see what their project is going to look like when it's done. So either they could pass it by with the planning board, or sometimes they just want to get funding from a bank and they want to show them that they're serious about this and what it's going to look like. That's going to be something nice, something that's going to sell. Or most often they want to actually sell it to the client before it's actually built. Or let's say they just have an ugly building and they want to redo the exterior, right, in order to be able to sell it. So in that case, they come to me, they give me the plans that they got from their architect. And I'd take those plans, and based off those plans, I'd build up a model on my programs of the building, of what it's going to look like, and then I set the materials to it. And once I'm done setting the materials and all the lighting and the background picture and all that stuff, the trees, the cars, you know, the people, I put it through a process called the rendering process, and that basically reads the materials, the lighting, and kind of builds it up into a real life-like model, and it really looks real. It looks like an actual photograph of the house or building, or I even sometimes do interiors, and it sells much, much easier and for much, much more that way.
Who would you work with as far as a real estate investor standpoint? What's the typical type of client? Is it usually development clients or major rehab clients?
So I've worked with many different type of clients. I've worked with, developers a lot. I've done site plans for them, and I've done residential and commercial. I work a lot for people working with nursing homes. That's a big industry now that a lot of people are going into and needing renderings for. I do a lot of building exteriors where people want to just, refurbish the outsides, and resell them.
When you're working with them, like say, for example, I want to figure out is if I'm a house flipper.
Right.
And I might throw a couple different examples at you, but if I'm a house flipper and I'm looking to get a private money loan on a house, it would clearly be an advantage if I have a rendering,
of course,
to show my private lender. But then we got to talk about like the practicality, the timing, and the cost. So how much does it cost and what's the timing typically for a rendering?
Okay, so the cost really depends on the detail involved in the rendering. You know, an average size, let's say exterior duplex, right? That would cost about $800. Then you got the interiors are more expensive because there's a lot more detail involved. There's the furniture, which takes the longest actually to build. But it's worth it. At the end of the day, they always get their money back. They sell their projects. I've had clients that actually, based off my renderings, sold their houses even before they even began to build. They take it straight to the planning board. They usually get it passed right away. They show them the rendering. Everyone's really impressed. And they go from there. The timing is usually, obviously it depends on the size, but it usually is done within a week. I mean, then there's always revisions. It depends on who you are. Some people like to go back and forth. They decide they don't like the stone they pick. They don't like the side and color. So we go, we go in circles for a while. But other people who know right away what they want and they're pretty sure on them with themselves, it could be done in 5 days.
The furniture takes the longest to build out of all the stuff on the interior.
Definitely. So I can get a furniture model that takes me double the time to build than an entire building.
What are you doing exactly when you, like, if I tell you, hey, it's going to be this piece of furniture from, IKEA,
right?
Then what do you do once I tell you that?
Okay, so sometimes, like, IKEA would actually have their furniture already built. So then I take it off one of the sites, mostly Revit City or, GrabCAD. They have a few sites out there that you could take these models already built off of. But if they don't have it already built, then I actually have to build it. So I would either build it on Revit, which is my main program that I work with, or if it's a more complex model, I'd build it on 3ds Max, which is much better for more detailed models.
Okay. Would it make sense? Because furniture in my mind, and I've never been an interior decorator, but so people who are or have an eye for this, they're going to, it's mean nails on chalkboard, but furniture in my mind can be interchangeable to a certain extent if there's already a model that has been built. So what if I were to say, hey, I want to cut down on cost. Can you just use a standard looking piece of furniture that you've got that you use from other models? Would that work to make it cheaper and quicker?
Definitely. I do that all the time. I always give my clients options for interiors. I say, listen, you want it for a quarter the price? Let me use models that I already have. If you want it to be exact, you want me to build all your models exactly how it's going to look with all the materials exactly how it's going to be, you're looking at, four times the price.
How much for a duplex, average size duplex, you said 800, but then also the interiors with furniture that you've already used?
Well, it really depends on the furniture. I can't even begin to give you a price because sometimes, I'm doing a teeny little angle and I charge them $250. And sometimes, I once did like a big fancy living room where there was a whole bunch of complex couches and love seats. And they had all these armchairs and tables and you wouldn't believe and lamps going on there. So, and they wanted me to build everything completely from scratch. And they wanted it all to be exact, with their curtains and everything. So that one was really expensive for them.
Yeah. If there's a rendering that we have in our mind as far as like a combination of a certain picture. So if I were to come to you and say, hey, this is the look and feel we're going for, can you make a rendering off of it? And I gave you a couple pictures. Is that something you do as well? Or do you need the exact blueprint for what you're going to be doing the rendering for?
So it really depends on who you are. If you're a designer that I know is never going to be happy if I pick the things, then I don't even offer that. I tell them right away, everything, you have to tell me everything down to the last detail. I don't so much as even pick the ceiling lights, nothing. But if you're the type of person who, you just want to sell your furniture model and you want it to be in the nice room, right? And you want the room to have this and this feel, right? Or you're doing something for, you just want a back ram picture for a trade show, which I do. Then I have no problem putting together a room for you. I do that all the time.
What's something surprising that you have heard other people say they found surprising whenever they're working with you?
Well, I often have people who come to me and they give me a picture and they say, could you put this in the rendering? And I say to them, yes, but it's going to cost us this much to do, right? And they say to me, but I already gave you the picture. It's, it's done. All you got to do is pop it in. They don't realize it's got to be built from scratch. They can give me the picture. I base the model off the picture. I don't actually take the picture and place it into the model.
Got it. So if they bring a picture of what, like a house, and they say, can you make this a rendering? You're actually building the house.
Well, they're not usually that slow, but it's like more like furniture models. They don't realize it's all built in 3D. Like I can give them as many angles as they want. I can take an angle, a picture of it from the back and render that. I can take a picture of it from the front and render it that way. It's built in 3D. They don't realize that. They often think it's 2D. I try to explain to them, like, yeah, you can have different angles if you want. Sometimes I even let them, I set up a WebEx meeting and I show them my model on the screen and we together pick an angle so they understand better what's going on. But yeah, it usually takes a while for them to clue on with that.
So if I'm a flipper and I'm looking to raise private money and it's a duplex and I just want to do the exteriors, then roughly 800 for an average size duplex, right?
Right. Well, you know what? There's simpler ones and there's more complex ones. But yeah, that's what I've been charging. I've done a lot of duplexes. That's why I use it as an example.
Yeah. And then do you typically do the interiors as well?
No. Normally it's just the exteriors. Because that's what's most important. That's really what's selling. And the interiors are, like I said, they're more expensive and they're really more for designers.
Right. Okay. All right. And what about apartment buildings? If you were given a picture of an apartment building and then we say we're actually going to upgrade it in the following ways and we give you a list of materials that we're going to use, would you be able to create that?
So that's what I do very often. In those cases, usually not architectural plans. So then I would either, you know, talk with you over the phone, or if you live nearby, we'd actually meet and sit down and have a meeting. And we just discuss. You send me hand drawings of what you want done, and you send me all your materials. And I go from there. And sometimes we have to go back and forth a few times, but that's fine. I usually include it in the price. I usually don't charge extra for revisions, you know, depending on how major the revisions are.
And what about landscaping? Do you do that as well?
Yeah, so that I always do. So if it's, I always ask for a site plan before I start building a model, so I can build up the, you know, I could build up the, put the driveway in the right place, put the street where it belongs. If there's a large parking lot, they know exactly how to build it up. If it's, you know, in a busy area, I'll make sure to put a lot of people and, you know, less trees. If it's a more foresty area, I'll put in more trees and less people. You know, it goes like that. I always go on to Google Maps, and I always check out the area so I can build up the sidewalk, make it look just right, you know. I try to get the same color asphalt. And by the time it's done, it really looks like, you know, it really looks like it will look when it's completed.
Bela, what's your best advice ever for real estate investors?
I would say that you should always spend a little bit extra money to make a lot more money, as in, you know, renderings. Basically, with my clients, they basically, they spend, yeah, their $800 to get the renderings from me, and it takes a little bit of time going back and forth, and they have to, you know, pick all their materials and everything. But at the end of the day, they go straight to the planning board. It gets passed in a second. Their clients are excited. Yeah.
And what would you say to someone who's currently got a business not using renderings and making money and getting their projects approved?
I would say that they should try it and they'll see the difference. Try it once.
And is that difference happening in the speed in which it's approved? Or is that, like, where's the money made in the process?
So I recently got a new client, right, who decided to use me for, he's been going for a long time. He's been open for many, many years. He never used a rendering before. He never even thought he needed one. He found out about me and he decided to try it once, right? He was shocked by how fast the planning board just said yes to his drawings. I took his model and, you know, like, I spaced them a little bit more than they actually were on the plans. And I did the exteriors really nice, maybe a little bit nicer than he would have actually done it in real life. So the planning board saw it. They realized, you know, there's probably a little bit more spacing, but they saw how nice it looked. And they saw the trees and they saw the streets and the cars and, you know, nice cars. And they were really excited. He didn't have any problem at all getting his plans passed. And he's been using me ever since.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, clearly, I mean, it's not just something nice to have. It's necessary for anything that requires a zoning and planning board approval with development or major repositioning. You know, I think it's you're opening up my eyes to perhaps, you know, I do syndication, so I raise money from investors and we buy apartment communities together and share in the profits. I'm thinking it would be good to test out having a rendering for the next apartment community I do, where it's a repositioning on the exterior. Or maybe we're just, if it's the value add is to do the interiors, then maybe doing a rendering there and just showing the difference. I actually, the more I'm thinking about this, and as I'm just now thinking about it and talking through it while we have our discussion, I think it makes a whole lot of sense. Because if it's, how much on average, if I were to ask you to do a rendering of a two-bedroom apartment that's vacant, so no furniture, but you've got to include like the stainless steel stove and refrigerator, how much would that cost, roughly?
Well, listen, here's the thing with interiors. If you want the entire, apartment rendered in one shot?
I don't know. I don't know what I want.
So listen, with interiors, what's complex about it is you can only get, you kind of have to take a picture. So the inside, you can only get one angle at a time, unless you take the roof off and then you get above an angle. And I never like how those come out. But, you know, some people who need them and I give it to them. But basically, you're talking about, I charge zero for interiors. I charge per room.
Okay.
Basically. And each room, you're going to have to get a few angles in order to be able to get the, you know, to be able to see the entire room. It's, you know, kind of think of it like if you're sitting in a room with a camera, right? And you want to show somebody the entire room, you're going to have to be like turning around, snapping four pictures to get the whole room in, right?
Yep.
So you have to do the same thing with renderings, basically. You don't want to start stretching out your picture and then everything's thrown off. But basically, I charge per room. And yeah, depending on the detail of the room is how expensive it will be. I've done, like I said, I've done some really simple, you know, bedroom interiors for $350. And I've done some really complex living rooms for, you know, $900, $1,000.
And so that would be like the four pictures for the bedroom, basically.
Right, but I charge per room. I don't charge per
room.
And you can get as many angles of your room as you'd like.
Got it. That's interesting. So once you've rendered the room, then it's just a matter of like taking the screen grabs of each of the pictures, but you've actually got to render the room. So that's why you charge per room and not per rendering, right?
Exactly. Or per picture. That's how I build it. Picture, I'm just, right. I charge according to how I build.
Right. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was one thing I forgot to add in, another good point for why you might need a rendering. If you are redoing your exterior, right? Very often you might not like when you see the end results, how it came out. You might have a picture in your head and it might, you know, look nice on the plans, but it might not look nice in real life. If you get a rendering, you'll be able to see that before you start building.
Very cool. Yeah, good point. Yeah, you, you've opened up my world on this call, just like thinking through, you know, raising money, whether it's flip or whether it's an apartment community, storage units. Well, I don't know about storage units, unless there's some exterior renovations. But especially if someone's doing a value add for apartment community, you get a rendering to show the before and after. I mean, how cool is it to show the before the after actually happened? Because it's one thing to tell the investors, we are going to put in the following and here's the list of materials. It's another to say, hey, here's a picture of what it looks like now. Here's what it's going to look like after. And here's the rent increase based on what the market conditions are.
Mm-hmm.
I think I will likely be using you on the next deal I do with a value add, because it's, you know, for whatever the price is per room, I think it makes a lot of sense to help people visualize exactly what the upgrades are going to be. So thanks for that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure.
First, a quick word from our best ever partners.
If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever.
Best ever book you've read.
What? Oh?
What's the best ever book?
Sorry, I'm not knowing what's going on here. What's lightning round?
What's the best ever book you've read? That was my favorite response to that question, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Oh, goodness. Oh, my best ever book I read. Oh, no. Okay, go on to the next one.
All right. And what's the best ever rendering you've ever done?
My best ever rendering would probably be this one building that I did, which had, it was kind of like one warehouse attached to another warehouse, and there was this little lobby in the middle, and that was a lot of fun.
Best ever project that is most ideal for rendering?
Definitely exteriors. Well, exteriors are the best. And my personal favorites are the ones in more busy areas, you know, more town.
Here. Why?
Because I find they come out much nicer. Mm-hmm.
What's the best ever way the listeners can reach you?
Over email, platinumdrawings@gmail.com. That's platinumdrawings@gmail.com.
Sweet. Well, Bela, thank you for being on the show, educating me on the rendering process. Process I knew nothing about at all before speaking to you. I've been looking at a development deal, or I was looking at a development deal. I guess I could revisit that later, but I got kind of busy with another deal that we closed on. So I was familiar with the rendering process, but I wasn't really educated on what it entails. And you certainly gave me some ideas, and I think the best ever listeners, some ideas for spending a little bit on the rendering for what it will look like, especially if we need to go in front of a board,
mm-hmm.
or if we are raising money, because that will help the people who are providing the funds to visualize, well, they don't need to visualize, just to see what it's going to look like. So I think that's pretty cool. So thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye.